And truly, we need to look forward. And many of families decided to come back, even in Kyiv, which is attacked every day, where we need to conduct our lessons mostly in the basement class. It's difficult, but it's okay. Our children like very much to go to the basement, where they have big road made for the cars and the trains, because they like to play in the breaks with that, and they don't want to go upstairs when everything is finished. And in this big room, we have three corners occupied by various classes. They know how to study quietly. It helps to maintain discipline, because not to disturb the others when you are the only in the class, you could make everything you want. But we have three teachers with them, and one or two assistants, and everything is okay until the electricity is present. But last week, when we were attacked very hardly, when they cut off the electricity, and we had to go downstairs during the alarm time. It was impossible to conduct the lecture because we don't have a generator. We are in the process of purchasing it. But we wrote to our parents, please pick up your children from the school, because it's impossible for us to keep them safe. But until they come, the alarm finished, thanks God. That's why we need to provide many additional equipment to our school.